I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
I really like the character. I think she plays that character really
well. No, I have high hopes for it, and yet at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's probably going to suck. All right, Adam. I forgot to do this. Wait, are we doing the... Oh, I kept them all, like... Sorry. We haven't podcasted in 2 weeks, so I forget where we're at. I think we're here.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have high hopes for it, and yet at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's probably going to suck.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4272 of the BFO for Wednesday the 19th of June 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I've got a voice letter, and I'm going to tell you all about my day, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Buenos dias, Big Fatty.
And a jumping bean, good morning to you. Oops, let's try that again. And a cheery good morning to you. Juneteenth's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Juneteenth is going well. Y'all, it's the newest of the federal U.S. holidays, so I hope you'll take some time to do a little research on Juneteenth. And y'all, I hope you'll take a little time to thank that Gary Bearden out there in Portland at Rainbow Acres and Rainbow Vista and Moose P. And finally, oh, that was Holly. No, I think that was KC. Big Fatty, I've forgotten what they sound like. Well, I know it's been a while. Yes, Big Fatty.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pew music. Well, pew for you, anyway. let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, you know, it was very quiet with the crew over there and the Hatlanta. By the way, there are some that were, let's just say, scratching their heads as to why they were not contacted. And you know, who am I to get in the middle of that? But I, Anyway, I'm not going to get in the middle of that. Yes, Big Fatty. For the evening, y'all, I had, what did I have for my supper? Oh, the smokehouse, bagged solid kit, and I put some rotisserie chicken on it, and then I watched, you know, the news and the Jeopardy. I watched another episode of the, After Midnight. Y'all, by the way, it's been renewed for a second season. Yes, Big Betty. And let's see, what else? Oh, and y'all, then I watched the sports ball game, and the Atlanta Braves won it. It was a good game. And but y'all, once it was over, I headed right to bed. I'm tired, y'all. I think the heat it takes it out of you. Yes, Big Fatty, very much so. And so anyway, y'all, slept. Oh, wait a minute. Before I go any further, y'all, my A2N2 fiber inner tubes, y'all, you know, I got the extenders, and y'all, they are working perfectly. Y'all, they're doing exactly what I wanted them to do, and y'all, I couldn't be happier if I wanted to be. Willing to pay the extra $10 a month for the three of them, $10 total. Y'all woke up, with the, you know, Tamari, the 20th is the first day of, summer. Well, it's the, summer, it's not the equinox, it's the summer solstice. No, it's the summer solstice. And, or is it the summer equinox? Big Fatty, we don't care. Okay. But anyway, it's the day in the Northern Hemisphere that you have the most daylight, around. Y'all, I'm telling you, it gets light, in the love chamber. The sun's not up, but that doesn't mean that the sky's not bright. Probably around 5:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I think sunset was at 8:30 something on Monday night. And but you know, it's still light. It's not dark at sunset, and y'all, it's just it's awful. It's terrible. I hate it, and Anyway, y'all, the good news is that come fall, right? The days will start getting shorter again. Yes, Big Fatty, quit touching yourself. But anyway, I woke up. It was right before 6 a.m. in the morning. And I said, no! And I rolled right back over and I didn't go back to sleep, but I closed my eyes and just relaxed. And then I, you know, checked the e-letters and the grin doctor and you know, things like that, the news. And I got up probably about 6:30 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday. And got up, had my breakfast. I just had some toast. It was good. Then I was off. Oh, I did my puzzles too and read the newspaper. Then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did the first half of 5 acres, came back, cooled down some, y'all. Then I was off on the second half, y'all. While I was here cooling down, the trash people came, so I rolled the, as Scotty would say, the wheelie bin. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the wheelie bin. back up to the villa, and I walked down to the Nip's place, and I rolled his wheelie bin back to where it belonged. And then I did the big circle. Y'all came back, watched that Stephen Colbert's monologue. And then, y'all, I have just gotten myself a share. And I'm waiting for Hortensia to arrive, probably in the next half hour or so. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I wanna sit there in the sand. Watch those golden hands go walking by.
I know
it isn't fair. You don't really care, but it's different now. Summertime's calling me.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Mac from Florida. I am driving. I'm still in North Florida, but I'm on my way to Atlanta. I'm going to the SELF, that's the Southeastern Leatherfest, and I'm enrolled in a bootblacking intensive, so I'm hoping to add another skill that I at least marginally know how to do. I have a lot of those ones that I'm really good at, not so much. But yeah, it'll be something I could maybe do if I remember to ever bring my kid with me places. I'm going off topic. I've been kind of nervous lately. It's always nerve-wracking to do something new, completely new. I'm going to just try my best and hope that it will be okay. It's going to be okay. And trying to think if there was anything else I was going to let you know. Giggles said to say hi because I told him that you mentioned us when we played our Good Morning on Wednesday recently. So that's it. This boat is like going sideways on the... This is freaking me out. I need to get past this quickly. So hope everything's well with y'all. Of course, you're gonna have to, as usual, cut all my silences out. Sorry about that. Love ya. Bye.
Aren't you about a day early for that? Could be. That is Mac in Flowrider. And Mac, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, a former placeholder, not placeholder, but it's win, place, or show in the BFO number one fan contest a couple of times, if I remember correctly. Mac, I would love to hear how your educational classes went at the Southeast Leather Fest. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And maybe you'll call back and let us know. And my best to Giggles, Big Fatty. We love Giggles. Yeah, I see y'all. Just want to take a moment here and be a proud gunkle, if you will. y'all, my two nieces, they're very successful young women. One is an airline pilot and flies with the Air Force National Guard, And the other is a corporate engineer. And y'all, I'm just going to take a moment and toot the horn. Big Fatty, I thought you was going to take a moment and toot. No, I want to toot the horn of my oldest niece. Y'all, she was just named, the publication came out, I don't recall the name of it, but a publication just came out that listed the 35 engineers under 35. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I was just over at Sam Drucker's store, and it is all the talk of Pixley.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction.
Oh, Big Fatty, Charlie Pratt and Floyd Smoot were just thrilled to death to get the information about that. Well, I think you and Floyd and Charlie may all be a little bit confused. Oh, why is that, Big Fatty? Well, this list was 35. It was it didn't have anything to do with trains. Oh,
Petticoat Junction.
What, y'all, I gotta say, she got a good education. My brother and sister-in-law were able to give them a good education, and she was she got scholarships and everything like that too. Y'all went to the Georgia Institute of Technology. Oh, Big Fatty, do they have a jingle? I don't know. something about a rambling wreck or something like that. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that's kind of like what you are, a rambling wreck. Well, I don't know about that, but y'all, I'm just so proud of them. And I know that sounds like an old person, but y'all, I am an old person, and I'm not having any children. They are the closest things to me for being children. And y'all, I'm just tickled to death, and I'm thrilled that she's being recognized for her accomplishments. And y'all, thank you for letting Big Fatty just be a rambling wreck here. Big Fatty, more like a gunkle, spunkle, gunkle, spunkle, gunkle. Oh, dear, I gotta say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Juneteenth. Y'all, Big Fatty's got an eye exam today, 12:20 p.m. in the afternoon. Oh, Big Fatty, thank goodness it was not at Tooth Hurdy. No, so I'll get my eyes checked, and I don't expect any change in my prescription or anything, but y'all, I'm paying for the eye care coverage, so I might as well take advantage of it. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. And y'all, at the beginning of today, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Daniel, when the little show started today, what was running through your mind?
I have high hopes for it, and yet at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's probably going to suck.
Oh, well, and now that it's over, what do you think? Oh, never mind.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.